Hi guys, welcome back to the Book Gang. Today we're doing chapters Church through Speaking of Courage. My name is McKenna, I'm doing Church and Ambush.
My name is Dylan, and I'm doing Style and Speaking of Courage.
My name is Gabe, and I'm doing The Man I Killed.
Let's get started. So in the chapter Church, we learn that Henry Dobbins is a gentle giant who makes friends really quickly with all the civilians around the church. Why do you think the monks took interest in Henry Dobbins and called him Soldier Jesus?
Because I feel like he wasn't that much of a decent person, and he was trying to become more of a decent person, and he connected really well with people. And so maybe that's why the monks were kind of taking up an interest in him.
It said like he couldn't make enemies like with civilians, so I just think like he was a likable person with them. Because of, like, I don't know, the way he walked around.
So you think
around,
it's so. Just, like, how his personality was, the monks really
Yeah.
Him?
Yes.
And then also, we learn later in the chapter that Henry Dobbins does not want to be in the ministry. Do you think Koa, who is really religious, had an impact on his decision?
I think he did, because at that, because he always really religious, and he, you know, usually if you're religious, you know, your goal is to, you know, kind of like preach, like, kind of what you believe in, and maybe that kind of just kind of like influenced him in a way, I guess.
Yeah, I just think, like, I don't know, people have like an effect on other people.
Well, do you think the effect that Koa, because at the end he did like turn into a decent person, so do you think the effect he had on it was good or bad?
Good.
I think it was good, yeah, because I feel like it's always a good thing that, you know, kind of have like, let's say, like, if you don't have anyone on this earth to lean on to, like, you always have God, if you, you know, that you can, you know, pray to and kind of, like, have her by your side, which is, I think, can be, you know, really helpful, especially in war, when, you know, you're so far away from, like, you know, the ones you love and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. So, in the chapter, The Man I Killed, Tim O'Brien kills a man, and he goes into a lot of detail about what the person looked like while their body was there, and he was just staring at it. So why was it such a big deal to him?
I think it was a big deal for him because it was his first, like, taking of someone's life, and the way his body looked on the floor, you would think, like, you would never want to see, like, a whole body just sort of mangled on the floor. So I think it was one of those things where, like, subconsciously you know what you did is wrong, but you also know, like, to survive you had to do it.
Yeah, and, like, even, like, in the chapter, you know, they went into great detail of, like, what his body looked like, and I feel like, because, like, if you're, when you're, like, because killing is, like, not a good thing at all, and, like, when you do it for the first time, like, even if it's for a good cause, like, you know that you just took someone's life.
And all the experiences and all the experience he hasn't had yet, too.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, especially because, like, the first time is, like, a huge thing for him, you know? I mean, like, I'm not saying every kill after that's going to be easy, but especially for the first time you see it, then I feel like it's much worse.
I also feel like, personally, I feel like I'll never kill somebody.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like Tim O'Brien, at least the character, makes it seem like through coming up to this, like, he didn't even want to go to war.
Yeah.
So it's like him just killing somebody on top of it. It's just like, well, let's just hand this to you.
Yeah.
This to you situation.
All right. And then why does it bother him so much even though the person he killed was trying to kill him?
So kind of like we said, you know, killing's a huge deal, and, you know, especially, like, all the pressure that was probably put on him, you know, when, you know, he's trying to decide whether he should go to the war or not, and then having to kill someone, it's, you know, just kind of, it's a big deal.
The other soldiers in the group, though, like, one of them came up to him and was talking about, like, how, like, cool it looked and stuff like that. He was comparing the body to, like, Rice Krispie treats. I'm not even joking, yeah. So, like, why is it such a big deal for him and everyone else's?
And, like, everyone has a different way to cope with kind of, like, murder, I guess. And, like, maybe he was just
like
joking.
How your intake on it.
Yeah.
So it's like, this, Tim O'Brien did not want to go to war. Like, period. He just went because he thought he looked like a coward. So I feel like even though he killed somebody, and that might be like brave because that person was coming after him, like in the end, he just...
Yeah.
And I feel like it's how the life is taken, because he didn't, like, Tim O'Brien didn't feel like that person was a threat.
Yeah.
So it's just... Here I'm going to take somebody's life, not for fun, but I just was scared, so I just did it.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
In the chapter, Kathleen, O'Brien's daughter, comes to visit him and asks if he has killed anyone. What would you have, like, what would your reaction be if your parents killed somebody?
In her situation, knowing that, you know, he's a soldier and, you know, being a part of a war, like, that's kind of like a thing that you have to do. Of course, you know, I'd kind of be, I guess, saddened by it, knowing that, you know,
your parents
kind of, like, experience it, and, you know, you kind of feel bad for them in a way, because, you know, they're dealing with it, too. But, like, you know, that's just something she's going to have to deal with.
I think, like, I don't know, I wouldn't feel bad for them, because it's either they're dead or the other person's dead. Like, and I wouldn't be surprised either if, like, my parents were at war and they said, like, yeah, we killed somebody, because that's a big part of it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, do you think Tim O'Brien was horrible because the man was not a threat, and that he realizes that the life he took away was innocent?
I think he feels bad because, you know, any killing in a war is, you know, not hard, or it's hard for, you know, someone to go through.
But do you think it's the viewpoint it's taken on?
I think part of it is because, like, he said he was armed, but he wasn't necessarily a threat to him, but he could have necessarily been a threat to other people. And I feel like in that moment, you know, I think that was the right thing to do in this situation.
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, if you see a person with a gun and it's not someone that you know and you're in a situation like that, like, you have really no choice but to shoot at them. So, like, I understand feeling bad after because, like, you shot first, but it's better that you shot first and didn't die.
Okay,
my name's Dylan. I was doing style. My first question is, the Vietnamese girl was dancing when her village was burned down and her family was killed. Why do you think she did this after her loss?
Because it's sort of this, like, her way of coping with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be with their, like, culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know how we have funerals and that's how we cope with it? That could be their, like, sense of a funeral,
okay.
Like, dancing and... Because everyone has their own ways of celebrating life.
I think it's like a respect thing almost. Like, because, like, for those people in that culture, like, it's an honor if you die, like, protecting the land.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, dancing around them to kind of show, like, respect, I guess.
I guess. And it could be, you know, like, some sort of ritual, maybe. Okay. My second question is, later that night, Azar was jumping around and mimicking the girl dancing. Why do you think he did this?
Because he didn't understand, and, like, it's where, like, when you don't understand something, you'll either make fun of it or sympathize with it.
Yeah.
And I think he was confused, so he's like, well, I'm just going to make fun of it because that's the way I cope with it.
Yeah.
I just think it's something he's never seen before, so he kind of thought it was funny and kind of weird, so he was just, like, messing around, joking with it.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. And then on the next chapter, speaking of courage, my first question was, Norman Bucker goes to his home in Iowa after the war. Why do you think he went home even when he says he's not there to see anyone?
To get away. Just wars hard.
Yeah.
Just being around it and being, I think anytime you can get away, you, like, should get away.
That makes sense.
I think it's just because, like, that's his hometown, so he's, like, familiar with the area, I guess. So he doesn't want to go somewhere new and try to have to learn everything again. He just wants to go somewhere where he fits right back in.
And, you know, maybe just kind of, like, reminisce on kind of, like, you know, the days, like, before the war, I guess.
Like, peaceful days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then... My second question is, after thinking about his father, he submerges himself in the lake and then watches fireworks. Do you think the water and fireworks symbolizes the start of a new life and moving on from the past?
Yes. Because, like, we did that one assignment, and I remember, like, water means, like, rebirth or birth, so... And I think watching the fireworks, like... I don't know, it's just a symbol of, like, something, like, vibrant and something, like, exciting, I guess. And so...
Like, the exciting life that, like is waiting for him after the war.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's new life. But I don't know if it's to celebrate, like, the experiences also, because fireworks, you think of, like, celebrations, so, yeah.
What's the word you're looking for?
I just said it. Celebrate.
Celebrate, okay.
Okay, celebrate just all the new, like, the things he appreciates and everything he now knows that can't be forever.
Yeah. Okay.